need to that will require members of parliament who we have to get it. So we must not struggle to get numbers of the board members.
Can we have a copy of the South African evidence?
My understanding, Mr. Mitchell only knew about the meeting now, this morning, and it's a short notice. So it tells us something. Unless the board, I shall just sort of the thing. Or forget this moment, I'm not sure. Unless the show will go out, so go ahead and work. And it wasn't just. Thank you, honorable members of the portfolio committee. And I think the first thing that when people are new in an entity, they must be taught how parliament operates. It's not a private sector where they only account wherever they are. The account and then that will give us any information that we require. And I believe after this meeting, no one must be victimized. We'll just ask a question. Because I believe we'll send the program as Parliament in January. If it was not late December, it was January. And I think, unfortunately, but I have to put you on the spot here. Because you are the one who lies with and one and only that you got this in January, isn't it?
Yes.
And so why don't some of the members don't know about your board members know about the meeting?
The program was immediately forwarded to the executives, the president, the liaisons with council, the company secretary. It was sent on the same day that job was sent in January.
So you got it on time?
I got it on time. It was forwarded on the same day to council secretary, liaisons with council.
So the problem is with the company secretary. Yes, unfortunately so. I don't have a direct response right now. I'm raising it because now, if one of the board members says that he got it this morning, unless there's a problem with the board, maybe we don't know about it. Dr. Figen. Members, Dr. Figen is here. You have raised your issues. And, that's it, you know, I put the danger, man. We're gonna do it right. No, I just can't do it, man. So, yeah, I'm gonna know. Dr. Figen, will come to a meeting? I'm done. I'll go and I'll go now. Or first, I'll come to the next time.
I'm really sorry. I would like to profusely apologize. There was a failure of communication because in my diary this meeting is on Friday. Now it looks like the meeting of signing a compact with the minister was twisted with the meeting of presenting to portfolio committee. Right now I've left a meeting that flew me into Cape Town and said I need to come and make sure that you understand that I respect the committee, and we will definitely look into this matter, take action if we have to, because surely, as you correctly say, we've been in this journey and we know what Parliament needs and we respect it.
Okay. And those forces that put us at the missing me to this time. That parliament is having this time. That is the fact that we've been on this time.
Now that's all.
Yes. Because now I don't want, I know, Dr. Figen, in such instances, people are victimized after this.
There can be no reason to victimize people because.
No, Dr. Figen. We've dealt with those issues. You know entities that we've dealt with. Even your own entities, people will victimize. We have that. Don't believe. People are fired because of speaking the truth to the control committee. So don't say there's no reason, because it can happen. And we are ready for anything. You know. When I came in here, I greeted the Mizani and that was the honest. It can be a problem for some people. It was a problem with many individuals.
We've ended anything that bars people from being victimized.
So some people are victimized, others are victimized for. So I'm just to try to raise. No, we don't have to say no. We don't have to say no. Prayer. I abanye abazibazi. So hayi kaloku, futhi uzawuxelela uba ngoobani bafike njani emandetini wombani. Sesesimigqona saying goodbye. Sinegqotho sigqibekele ntoniqhuba pha kumkhokheli phani kungabi mandi emalokunjalo. One of the reasons that I think one of the members makes me angry with entities of Asian culture is because, number one, where we report, we're told we're one of the union committees on entities that have been doing, I'm not sure that none of them have been but if they meet the parliament, no one has been called to order, you know. We are told we're one of the most lenient committees on these entities. Because one of the issues that I always say, DG, our mission is not to destroy. Also to build where we can, but if it pushes us to a push without with a jungle panel, and I don't think we want to do that right now. So if again we will let us think your people to leave because no one was here, no council member was here. One of the issues that we've been raising is the availability of council, because that's what we're saying. There are 9 council members and you're always the only one and advocate mission. That's why he's the first person I call because I always know he's always a present down team. And you must tell us what is happening to the rest of the 8 of the, isn't that 9 may just call them the 7. What is really happening to them? Because we've never seen them in any portfolio committee. And what is the challenge? Because some of the challenges that we are having currently today, I think it was raised last week by the same reason that some council members are not available because they are junior officials in where they work and they are not available to do some work of council. I think it's one of the issues that I think I've taken it up with the minister as well, you know. I don't care what attitude are perceived by us when people get out of here. We are doing our job. We are public reps. We are it's public money that is accounted for, and unfortunately it hit back on us. You know, and we'll give over to you, Dr. Figen, and
the first thing again is to take responsibility. I may not be operational. And the second one, I've taken to heart your request that council members ought to be here in fullness. And the third one is to say that any staff member who may greet or even give information to the committee, if they see anything wrong, they would never, you get my assurance, be victimized because there are laws that operate. It's one of the things that we emphasized. We met here last year. The situation was bad. We had disclaimers. And we only had one manager remaining. Positions were not filled. We met at the time when there were a whole range of challenges, including some cases in the CCMA. We set a turnaround team. I'm happy to report that that turnaround team, which includes the department, is functioning. We appointed an interim CEO, Mabato Ramakoshi, who is next to me, and she has done quite a lot in a very complex environment. When we met last year, we had the issues of the CEO contract, where the CEO was claiming that she had 5-year contract when in fact it turned out she only had 3-year contract. So council acted and informed her that that particular contract had expired in February last year. We are finalizing the process of getting a forensic audit of all the irregularities which were in place. A company secretary, Lungi Malgas, has been appointed. She is the one who is seated here, and a new corporate services manager has been appointed, new CFO who, unfortunately, because of the bereavement in the family, her brother having passed away yesterday, at the last minute couldn't, come as per the report that I got from the CEO. And for the first time, we had a proper budget, and you'll see when the reports are submitted. And for the first time, when we met with the AG, they were ticking boxes to say, now we have more smiling faces than the red faces. And that gives us a degree of comfort to say, indeed, there is some turnaround that is taking place. There was also another case of a staff member who just resigned when we're on the verge of, taking actions and investigating. Some of the staff members took us to the CCMA. I'm happy to report that we sat there for 3 days, testified, and we've been granted a certificate. We won that particular case, so no losses in that sense. We are in a process of professionalizing the organization, and we're in a process where the audit issues that came up, I can assure you when the next audit comes, you won't find exactly the same issues. It's a very difficult organization. Some of the issues that we're dealing with are issues that date back to the time of its establishment. But as it were, right now, we are not only attending to the audit issues or the turnaround issues, we are also meeting our targets in terms of the core mandate. One of the works that we're doing now is to grade this parliament and the union building so that it can be properly declared a national heritage site. We are engaging with the stakeholders from the Africana community, the traditional leaders, the Khoisan communities. We are engaging with the whole range of stakeholders, and our program in Grahamstown, which is training people for heritage, is also ready to be given an injection in the arm. So to that extent, Chair and honorable members, I would say that we can report some progress in the areas that we are focusing on. We have appointed an organizational development service provider so that they can look at the structure of our organization and propose on how we meet our mandate. And only 2 days ago we launched the SARIS program, which is the most important unprecedented portal where all heritage related data of our country will be loaded. Along the way, we've made some discoveries which are quite shocking when we were saying let's review our asset and have a full inventory of our asset. We discovered that some of the buildings from the time of the old Monuments Council are being rented out to some entities which pay only 200 rents per year. Some of the farms are equally in the hands of people who are only paying a token and were paying more rates. And all that we've reported to Treasury, and we are in a process of, cleaning that situation and normalizing that. In all, Chair, we can't say everything is finally correct. And in all, we have taken advices from this House. If there's anything that you would point to that we can verify that we still have not attended to, we'll be very happy to attend to that. But the CEO Mabato will speak to some of the specifics. When we received a note that we'll be meeting with the committee, we requested also some of the agenda items, but unfortunately I think there was a problem there, except for saying that we should be appearing, which in my own communication it said on the 22nd. Again, we apologize for that. Would never not take you seriously. Next time, if you wanted a bigger complement of our executives to be present,
to the performance and the intervention that we have put in place since the appointment of the trust team for the re-engineering. The honorable members were also in the view that the councillors that they don't want to hear the word turnaround, because it's like it's a people just go spinning and go come back to the same process. Since the appointment of the task team in November last year, what we have done is to develop a comprehensive audit plan, and that audit plan was done closely with the AG because we looked at all the audit findings and come with an audit plan with deadlines and action plan and responsible persons that are going to deliver on that audit plan. We have progressed on clearing the audit findings, and these were presented to the audit committee and the AG. We have monthly meetings with the AG going towards the audit phase itself in May. And we continuously monitor the action plans internally. We have weekly executive meetings where we check where we have bottlenecks and how we can deliver that. I can say that with what we have in SARA, we have done what we're supposed to do. However, as an organization, we realize that we do not have the requisite skills everywhere to clean the disclaimer. And based on that, then we presented to council as the task team that we need specialists to come and assist in finance. We need specialists to come and assist in OD and property management and forensics. Now, these were specialties that we are bringing on board just for a period of 10 months in total. The OD is 3 months, property is 3 months, forensic is 3 months, but the finance where the crux of the disclaimer come from is going to be 10 months. And in their sense of reference, we also have ensured that they have the transferring of skills. However, the OD will tell us how many people we need more to ensure that SARA functions appropriately. I think we found something very funny in SARA where the whole finance team were only three people. It was the CFO, then two junior people, senior financial officers. There were no managers at SARA, and that in itself might have contributed to its scheme as we see now. With regards to the issue of performance management that came in the AG report, we also have acquired a module in VIP that will ensure that we've got a performance management system. And in the absence of that, even though in the last quarter, we have agreed with staff that we are going to have performance agreements with all staff members, so that becomes culture in SARA. And we are, at the moment, busy with performance for 13-14. Around governance and culture change, we realize that SARA comes from a very difficult area in terms of team building, in terms of staff performance. And what we did in February was to bring everybody to a team building session. And that team building was focusing on the heads, but also the realities. What we said to staff was, let's look at what each and every one of us did to contribute to this climate, and how each and every one of us will do, what will they do to ensure that going forward we all contribute optimally to what we are employed to do. And there were some recommendations from the session itself that are about to turn around the organization, and all employees have committed to ensure that we do not find ourselves where we are now. All the teams us to start working next week, so that by the end of October, the whole re-engineering process comes to a conclusion. With supply chain management, all the irregular waste and fuel expenditure, they were as a result of the policy of SARA. Some of the fuel expenditure that AG raised, it is not because officials went out of their way to do something wrong. The policy in place requested that they go out and get one quotation. Therefore, those we were able to clean took the matter to council, and council to condone those with full expenditure. Council only condoned those that were because of the policy, but those that were as a result of officials, we still are following them so that officials can be accountable, and if they have to pay, they have to pay a server. With regards to the budget and expenditure management, since, I mean, we started as a task team, for the first time in January, we now had, as the chair was saying, we had a budget. Sarah never had a budget, and the council was frustrated with regards to the previous acting CFO that could not give that. The E&E was also approved by council, which was sent to the task team members from DEC who assisted us to do that. We now are currently analyzing the project budget. I think members will realize that from the 8G report, SARA has a lot of budgets, and each budget has its own different bank account, and those have created problems with regards to reporting. Some of the projects themselves are no longer in operation. They've completed the project. However, there is still money inside the project, hence the accounts are still standing. At the last audit committee meeting, there was a recommendation that we need to investigate other investment options, because all those accounts are in savings, so we're not even making any meaningful interest out of our accounts. The audit finding action plan really is what I've already outlined, with clear deadlines, completion dates, so that we are realistic that in the coming audit finding, we are moving from a disclaimer, but we will not go to a clean audit, because it's only 6 months that were given to clean. But we are saying if we do all this in the 2014 annual assessment, we definitely are looking forward to a clean audit.
Okay,
perfect. Because we do not have capacity in SARA, there are only three people basically in the finance team. We then, instead of appointing five CAs on a permanent basis, we requested a company that deal with accounting to come and assist us in cleaning SARA, and also in collaboration with the OG, recommend appropriate skills that we will need at the finance team. We've already gone out on tender. The terms of reference was developed 26 March. We want them to start working. Development of financials and SVM policies. We have, I can report to Parliament that we have reviewed all policies of SARS from HR, SVM, finance. All of them were reviewed, updated in line with the PFMA, sent to council for approval, and has been signed by the chairperson. The development of the delegation of authority. One of the challenges that I've identified in some of the appointments in terms of the tenders and everything else was that because there was no delegation of authority framework, even the previous CEO or CFO, they would have spent above their delegation. Now we have a delegation framework, send it to council, and council has pretty much sent it to audit committee. In 8 February, we are sent to audit committee, now it's going to council for ratification. And what is after we have reviewed all the policies, then we had a workshop with staff so that they would know the content of the policies so they can be held accountable. Now there were challenges that were found in the language from finance. I'm the not the finance person, but an administration person. However, through the recommendation by council that we need to start working with agencies of DEC that have shown improvement in their finances. So we have partnered with the ZQS as the officer department to assist also with finances, but also with the finance team from DEC. So after the analysis of where did we go wrong, we found that actually some of the challenges came from the system that we're using, APEC, that didn't have all the modules. So the new modules have been downloaded, and we're hoping that now we'll be able to report appropriately in the coming audit period. The review of journals. Now that we've got the CFO, I mean, since November last year, the journals were not signed, and those journals have now been reviewed. They've been signed dating back from April 2012, and the CDK journal also was also revert back for further information. So as the chair was saying, a lot of work is happening, and we are continuously engaging with the AG to see if we are on track. We have submitted all journals to the CEO for approval, and now we can say by year end, with regards to leave, the audit has been agreed upon. And I think another thing, that the challenge that was raised by the AG last year on leave was that the system that we are using was not talking to the how staff apply for leave. So the continuously was a disjunction between what they fill in and what the system is telling us, and that has also been updated so that they now are just talking to each other. Around disclosure errors and opening balance corrections. At the moment, in terms of activity, we are summarizing all the statements and disclosures so that they are corrected. And by 28th of February, that was done. But now I think what is critical that the honourable members should know is that because there was a error in terms of the opening balances, that is working in progress, and the CFO and her team are continuously going back to see where the error is, so that when we report in the next financial year, that we have cleared that, and we're hoping that the team that is coming will assist us in correcting that. We now conducting monthly reconciliations of data. In terms of what is in progress, the aid analysis is reconciled monthly. Now, the data balance at the end of February was 689,532, and this was for the year 2011-2012. Now, this amount includes start data of 108, which was an extrapolated amount, and this was from a telephone debt. So we have now returned to council to assist in condoning, because you understand why if an amount is extrapolated, it's not the actual. So they have also to go back and check actually how much is it is owed to Sarah by staff. Issue on data management. The chair has raised the issue of Sarah's property, where we have people staying in a farm of 10,000 hectares but paying 6,000 per annum. And we are now with the terms of reference, we have included an analysis of all our properties, seeing how much we have been paying, how much the people are paying. But also we want to recommend to council to see if we can get rid of some of these properties, because they are not assisting in any way, but that will get the report once that is finalized to look at that. And those that who are owing already, we are collecting those nigger fund money from them. I mean, just to say to Parliament that we've got a farm where people are paying almost 10,000, but we're paying 30, 60, 60,000 per month for water and rent, and we're not even using those funds, but they are under our property. With issue of developing related party policy and procedure, we have already developed a guide and submitted for council. The draft policy is there. We have been meeting with the legal unit to discuss contingent liability for annual financial statements, and the meeting is scheduled for next week. Now, with regards to bank reconciliation, now they are submitted on the 7th of every month, and we now can confidently say we know what is in our bank, and that in itself is giving us confidence. With accounts payables, we are now finalizing the clearing of debit balances, and that has been completed, and also submitting reconciliation of age analysis and check data to a CFO. This is work in progress, but we have started to reconcile the creditors' age analysis. And the old outstanding difference is 297, and it's currently being investigated. With regards to payroll reconciliation, the activity is now that they submit monthly records to the CFO, and on the 7th of every month, that is done. However, council had a problem because in the previous month, years, they could not get this as it was not a normal practice for them to report to council around that. The consultation with VIP on the treatment of the pensioners in the previous annual report, there was a mention that people who go on retirement were still owed money, but that has been cleared. They've been paid the money, and that is linked now to the VIP system. With regards to records management, this was one of our biggest findings from the AG, where they could not find records, hence that is the disclaimer. And what we are doing now, we're ensuring that all records are updated or started, and there are duplicates made, and those others are locked in the safe, so that when the AG comes, they are able to get the records where they're looking for. I think also to inform Parliament that while we thought some of the findings in the AG report was that the previous internal audit function was not properly appointed. However, due to records being, I can't say misplaced, but we did find records of the tender processes being locked with banners and everything else, which meant that they did follow the procedure, but somehow the records were put aside. We don't know for what purposes. Asset management and movement is still one of our challenges, but at the moment we have designed an asset movement form, and that movement form has been communicated to all staff members and has been loaded on the internet. Because we didn't even know what we have, even in our head office, where, because people can just move signature from one office to another without verifying. So we have, with regards to asset verification, we are saying it's 90% complete, but we are not, we cannot say 100% until we have verification with the team that is coming to assist with finances, because only after that can we become confident that all our assets have been verified. We are in the process of putting barcoding on our furniture and software. We also are looking at capitalizing of all our assets, and this is started from January 2013. We also adopted a business process that will enable the asset officer to proactively identify where our assets are and to ensure that they are allocated correctly in the ledger, as well as that he updated every time when a new a software or equipment is bought. One of our biggest challenges is removing obsolete or redundant assets on the register. We've not done that for a long time. Now, the deadline for that has been 15th of March, but at this point in time, it's not yet completed, whereby we also change that to cancel for approval. I've already spoken around that as well in progress. Also, with regards to updating assets, I've already indicated that. Now, the review of irregular expenditure register. We have reviewed the entire population from 2010-2011, 2011-2012, and 2012-2013. We've gone through that irregular expenditure and willful expenditure. And then what we did, then we took them to cancel for condonement. Cancel these condones, those that were as a result of a weak quality, and all other cases were referred back for managers to give written reports or to take corrective action. At the moment, we have done that with managers, so we are currently compiling a report that will go to council for approval. With food sales and wasteful expenditure analysis, out of the 7,000 reported, 13,453 have been controlled, and the balance relates to interest and penalties which had never resolved in the previous years. So we are currently reviewing all transactions from 2009 to identify cases that were not reported, as well as to ensure that we complete reporting in the annual financial statement. With the update of the policy, I've reported initially that all that has been done, implementing the purchase order, initially reported. Now, the improvement of the supply database, we have advertised to get more supplies in the database, because if we look at also in the AG report, there were a finding around one suppliers coming giving work over and over again without any rotation, and that was also because the database had very few suppliers on it. We've also designed a supplier rotation form to encourage and monitor the use of the same supplier. And we are researching the possibility of a vendor management system that will be finalized on the 1st of May. Around compliance, we have developed an SCM checklist for all processes that will be done by the end of March. We also are looking at developing a business process that will assist us in ensuring that we comply, that will be finalized on the 30th of June. And we are developing a identification and evaluation handbook that will be finalized by the 30th of June. And we are developing a template for the procurement plan, and that has been done already by the 28th of February. And develop education and bid award register, also that has been done. And training of all staff members who are dealing with SEM has been done on the 7th and 8th March. So that they also know and assist us, so that we don't get the same as or found or this finding. Now, with regards to contract management, we investigate a scheme solution for all contracts. And that is work in progress, and we are purchasing a scanner that will assist us to do that. And also to develop an SCM contract register that has been done by the 6th of March. There were also issues that were raised previously around the class. Just a report to the honourable members that we are following on the class, and Ethan K. Pra was reassessed in October, and it was found competent to perform some functions. Those functions who were not competent, Sarah is still continuously doing them, and we have signed an agency arrangement to continue performing those functions. With the Northern Cape, the PRA was also reassessed last year in July, and they were found to be competent to also perform some functions, and SARA will perform those functions that they have no capacity on their behalf. With regards to Free State was also reassessed on July 23rd, and they were found to be competent to perform some functions. And the functions that they couldn't perform, they was Northwest, the provincial rep who served in the SARA Council resigned, and at the moment there is no provincial representation. So the province has asked, was asked to nominate somebody to come and serve on SARA Council. Limpopo, a PRA was established, but there is no representation on SARA Council at the moment. So the PRA has completed a reassessment this year in March 2013, and would assume any function, therefore SARA will perform this on an agency basis. With the Mpumalanga, for the recreation, seconded staff to PRA, but their term has ended. Now it's been extended from month to month to serve in the council. Gauteng is appointed a new council member, and they have been reassessed now in March, and they will, and SARA will only take functions that are highly specialized, like archaeology, paleontology, and meteorite. With the Western Cape, it was reassessed in October 2011, and it has been authenticated, competent to perform all functions except on Section 36, which is around burial grounds and graves. With KZN, they have competent and capacitated APRA, so they started reassessed AMAFA in June 2012, and they found them competent, but they are not represented in the SARA Council. What we are requesting is that it's important that if all agencies must be asked to establish PRAs and provide at least minimum resources for their operations, because sometimes it becomes difficult for SARA from head office to be performing functions that are provincial in nature from Cape Town. In closing, Chairperson, I would indicate that there is considered effort from council and exec to reverse the functionality of SARA, and we are working towards getting, we know that we will get a qualified audit in this term, but we're working to get an audit in 2014, and we are threatening SARA to ensure that all those weaknesses in SARA are finally addressed, and we'll ensure that whatever that we do, we will continue to move the tide around heritage.
Yes, thanks, Chair. I think I can't overemphasize the work that has been done. That's why we took a decision as council that in future we will be inviting members of this portfolio committee to witness firsthand some of the works that SARA is doing despite the challenges which are there. And also to explain that our mandate makes such massive demands. For example, we are responsible for protecting marine and underwater heritage, and yet we do not have such capacity. So we've initiated a meeting with the Department of Defense, targeting in particular the Navy, so that we can enter into an MOA and all the identified underwater heritage can be pointed to them for protection. And also I want to emphasize the support we've gotten from the department in the turnaround task team. Of course, we said this word turnaround, we should find an appropriate alternative, because we took to heart Parliament's notion that everybody who use this word tend to turn around in the same space. And the one thing that was highlighted by the CEO, which I hope the committee can assist us, some provinces just don't come to the plate. Our council is incomplete because provinces, MSCs, don't appoint their provincial representatives. And therefore, SARA, for some years, when we look back, one of the reasons it couldn't correct is because provinces just never sent their representatives. And other area where we have noticed we have weakness as a council is the area where we need more, reinforcement in terms of a member or members with finance skills, hardcore. Because we do have legal, we do have heritage practitioners in our board, do have people with management skills, but given the scale and the scope of issues which came up in the audit in terms of specific finance issues, I think we have already communicated with the department to request for that. Thank you, Chair. I don't know whether the DG wanted to add something because we've been working with them on some of these issues.
No, I will not allow the DG because all they've been doing is defending. No, the why I'm not allowing him, somebody very, very close to him once told me, you know, Chair President, the DG is smiling. You must know he's lying.
Yes.
So the moment he's smiling, I'm not.
Or he's on the point you lie.
One of the two. Thank you, honorable members, and thank you, Alfabatu. Thank you for first. Okay, I must say I'm noticing some improvement in Paris, but I would never say 100%. But the process is members will ask questions, and members you will answer. Not only you must answer, but again, the rest of the team have to. One of the counting has to come on and have to confirm, apply for name, same version. Only members of parliament are allowed to speak on the floor. This is one of the issues we've raised. What I can say, Dr. Sigin, on one of the issues, you will be watching Sarah like a hawk and fishing with him. Continuously, one of the issues that we have said is that we will do surprise visits. If one has all the issues that we agreed upon last week in the meeting that we had with chairs and the speaker, to say that we as committees now will do surprise visits. Because why? When they know that we are coming, they prepare everything, do everything right, send some staff members away so that they don't come and complain to us. And I don't think it's the environment we need currently, you know. And but one of the issues, I've got some complaints from the union, Dr. Sigin, but they are not like before. I must say there is a reduction on it. But I just want to say, unfortunately, the representative could not make it today. I think it was an oversight from my side as well, because what we have done now is when we call a portfolio committee meeting, I know we're not a labor, we're not a CMA, but we call them because we found that some of the information that is given is not true. We had a situation last week when we started saying union speak, the CEO started sweating and fortunately the union person was brave enough. You know, and what they did, they just promoted the other guy to get money so that he can keep quiet. You know, so those are some of the trends that are developing. You see, unfortunately, I always say to people, whether you can write to the president of South Africa, he comes very into the council. I don't think he did, but it ended with me when he did. So I'm just saying that for you to have an organization that is saying, in most cases, consult with the union. I'm not saying that you must say yes to everything that I say, but I'm saying that that becomes very important. Actually, I think one comment I'll make before I allow members is the issue of trust. I think this is the one I'll throw it back to you as well. Even when I was still at government, when it comes to issues of trust, I think MSF in their respective provinces, I'm not sure whether they don't understand it or they don't take it serious, but there is one of the two issues. Because it has been a song that has been sung for years. So I think it's one of the issues. I think I will also take it up with the minister. I believe we have this afternoon. I'll talk to him about that issue, but also at your level. Maybe our counterpart as well as the rest of the province to raise the issue, because it has been a challenge as well. But honourable members, I'll give over to you now. Honourable Katane, Honourable Van Kauzik, Honourable Fair. I'd like to welcome Honourable Chikala Bell to our meeting. Sawubona, Dr. Onjani, God. Oh, alungi pes. Inkinga alungi. Pes. Anya wano chabulize. Wewe inkinga yon. Okay. Faku?
Human, I have to say that. I have to say that, and I think I must also echo what you have just said. Really, I see a lot of improvement. I believe Sarah is in the right track if you don't change. Actually, this was also confirmed by AT Dr. Somabili, Dr. Figi. You are not here. AT was here. And actually, they also expressed their appreciation of what is taking place. I really commend you for that, Chipika. Honorable Chairman, I must start with your last comment that I have noted it down that we really need to take it politically as well. This we need to take it politically as well because really we cannot expect Sarah to not to turn its money properly. It's our plan. The first question to you, what is EMD? Don't answer it now, write it down. In page 7 of your presentation document, there are curriculums you have appointed. So what I want to find out, for how long will this curriculum will be at your employment? And in page 8, you have appointed an accounting firm. Do you have an internal audit? If not, I think you better have so that I can work with these people. In page 10, there's S3OA. What is that? S3OA. And I'm not going to answer or to ask all these questions. So in page 15, you are going to appoint in 10. So what criteria are going to use when appointing these in 10? You know, this is very, very surprising. In page 18, in asset register, you review the routine asset management policy and procedures. How is property, how was it being disposed of the property? This is very surprising. If there is no policy to dispose the property, how is it being disposed? And Dr. Somatige, you must look at this thing because you might find out a lot of property has been ill-disposed. So you have to look properly at that one because it's amazing that there is no policy. Another one now in Northwest, in the status of assessment of cars, there's a resignation in Northwest. What is the reason? Because you know, for people, you know, to become members of SAR and then they resign, you might find out that there are reasons that causes these people to resign. So that needs also to be attended to. And then what is the situation now in Northwest?
Thank you, Chair. Thank you to the CEO for the presentation, and thank you for the team that helped her with all the information. Chairperson, I've got three questions. In the first place, if we look at the action plan, then the CEO refers to very basic steps, which we should think that that is just, it's normal doing those things. They should tell us that those steps have not been done in the past. I can't believe it. And in the second place, Chairperson, the appointment of a very key position like the CFO. Just take us through the process of appointment. Is it being advertised? Because the chairperson has already referred to the present CFO. She was with Department of Public Works, but the record is not very good. How many applicants, for instance, were there? And who did the appointment? Was it the board of SARA? And then in the third place, Chairperson, through you, the CEO said that, I think it was Professor Sekenyo said, that there are certain provinces who do not send representatives. Please, Professor, can you name and shame this? Because we are from different provinces and we can do some oversight or do some monitoring about that. Thank you very much, Chair.
Evans, Dr. Fassberg, Honourable Professor.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you for the presentation. And I think we can accept your excuse, Dr. Kenny. There's a lot of circumstantial things, but I'm very sorry it happens. I just want to dedicate two songs to Sara. In the beginning, I referred to the turnaround strategy. Dr. Kenny, I ask the word turnaround mustn't be mentioned in any document of Parliament, never again. And then it reminds me of a song many years ago. It was turn, turn, turn. So it's referring to the seasons, the world is turning and everything. And while the CEO was talking, it reminds me of another song. It's way back in the late 60s or the beginning of the 70s. It was a very romantically love song. Where did we go wrong? Maybe you remember that song. Where did we go wrong? And you mentioned it a couple of times. Where did we go wrong? And I think some of us go home and think about that moment where it was starting going wrong. Because everything has got a starting point. Maybe it's in a period or whatever. But what is very, very important to me, and I just want to refer to the website of SARA. And this is very important, but we have to keep it in mind. Our heritage celebrates our achievements and contributes to redressing past inequities. It educates, it deepens our understanding of society, and encourages us to empathize with the experience of others. It facilitates healing and material and symbolic restitution, and it promotes new and previously neglected research into our rich oral traditions and customs. Must never forget that. This is a very, very important task this institution has. And I think you must put it in writing against the wall that every day employee of the company comes in, he must read it and understand why he is with Sara, because it's so important. And at the end, when you spoke about the fact that you have to hire interns to look after the documents and store everything, I read the third paragraph. SARA is a statutory organization established under the National Heritage. Then it disappeared. I touched the wrong button. And I just want to complete this because this is very important. Sorry for that. SARA is a statutory organization established under the National Heritage Resources Act No. 25 of 1999 as the national administrative body responsible for the protection of South Africa's cultural heritage. That's a lot of big words in one paragraph. And it concerns me if you have to take certain steps to look after your own documents. What are you doing with the cultural history of South Africa if you can't look after your own documents? This is very, very, very serious. And I think a lot of fingers are pointing to this organization. And I'm feeling very strong about this. And I'm speaking now not as a DA member, I'm speaking as a South African that loves the history of our country. I think there must be a total attitude change in SARA because of the importance of the job SARA has. And that's why it was written in the law books of South Africa in 1999, because everyone knows how important it is. Please, we must remember it every day. This is not a hit-and-run job. You must build a solid foundation for the future generations that has to come in and fill your shoes. If you leave behind a haphazard organization, I'm telling you, nothing will be left of our important heritage. As I feeling like this, how must one of the poorest of the poor people in South Africa feel as he looks at his own heritage and he feel by himself, even my heritage is neglected by our government. This is absolutely unbearable. I just want to ask about this. You name this people not consultants anymore, but it's very interesting, appointing of experts to exist. What's the difference between an expert and a consultant? And even the government spoke out about the hiring of consultants. I'm not going into that. 10 months being employed, they've been budgeted for this or not. And I just want to align with my colleague. You know, so many basic things. You know, for instance, bank accounts that is not, what's the correct word, reconciliator or consul or whatever. You know what I understand. I mean with that. You know, basic things. You can't spend money if you haven't got it, and even there's projects being closed and finished, and there's still money in the bank. You don't know how many money is in the bank, so everyone can help himself and just say it's part of this project or that project. So the basic organization and administration of the funds you get from the government and the department is not being looked well after, and that's a very, very big concern. Corruption, mismanaging of funds begin by myself. I'm not pointing fingers at everyone. I have to look that I am not involved in anything, and that needs to be the attitude of everyone in South Africa. You have to first look at yourself, keep yourself clean concerns. But that's all. Thank you, Chairperson. And I'm telling you, I'm very passionate about this. And really, please look after our heritage properly. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable. Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, earlier when the AG was here, I raised the issue about assets management and auditing. Chairperson, I'm not going to find a touch on the issue of page 1 8, on the issue of business management. Chairperson, if an entity or any department is not taking the issue serious about business management, then you will get a qualified report, you will get a disclaimer, because your asset management or your asset is related to two families. Because if anybody has an asset, it will give you amount. And therefore, Chairperson, really, it was in a positive way, but it just to open up eyes and ears how important it is. Because the young ones of South Africa who were born in 1990 and 1991 will not know seriously the history of this country. Because it's important that we must catch the things right. So on this issue, I feel the ANC CEO was saying, Chairperson, they developed a few policies in this organization, and that policy is defined off by the board. So why did you not make this one also as a serious matter? Be part of that package. Because as I have already said, you can't let asset management not be a serious matter because it will affect you on the long run on the issue when it comes to all the things by the age, by the age. Chairperson, I want to come to the issue of educating a very good platform. But as members, we are not informed of those things. Maybe they are informed, but I said I'm not informed. Last time when the chairperson of the board was bringing us on certain matters, we never get a five chairperson where we be informed that those issues should be addressed. Chairperson, on the issue, I hear this thing about how far the issue of the previous of the CEO, how far it is, on the issue of the contract and all those things. But you must hear when will, because we don't want things hanging forever. We want to hear when will they conclude this process? Or are they nearby to conclude this process? So that the person they are appointing now for acting, not will be acting forever. Otherwise we will have another offensive here. The issue of the CFO. Chair, where is you with the matter of the CEO of SARS? What procedures they follow? Was the post advertised? What was the content of the contract? Or what was the criteria they follow? And all the things, what they were expecting from the person and all those things. For me, it will also be important, the issue when they advertise the post of the CFO, that we actually can see their advertisement, and also to have a small amount of briefing on that process, so that we not repeat the history again. What was happening on the issue of the CEO, that we repeated again, Chairperson, on the issue of the CFO. We must be informed, Chairperson, because I am saying this is that it's a very high technical skill position where people must use leadership, where people must get this organization get progress. On the issue, Chairperson, of a person needs a person with financial skills. I'm not personal. All of us have short time. Nobody else perfect. But I was saying again, what was in the edge of what are you looking? When you say you need a person for that and this, especially when it comes to CEOs, they must have a national background. At least an understanding of openness. And I hear now the CEO saying that he is not a good openness. really. When you present the thing, I can see if you understand for them, but don't do that again. Don't. You know, we talk about women empowerment, and we as women, we pull out ourselves. You see, there's a lot of men here, that's what they do. Oh, really? And if we don't have, that's why we have the skills fund and skills development internally. This entity must actually give us what is your plan on the issue of development, your workers in the workplace, internally. That is one of the things I must just call my eye. So, Jefferson, I mean, we don't have proper time. It's a pity we don't have proper time. I think myself and you are so committed. Not only so much, but we have put our policy there. Okay. That is by the way. So, yeah, so I can put what you need. So, Jefferson, on the issue, I was glad it's one of our colleagues raised the issue of the third part from the professional side. I also believe Nikki and Pascal, Professor Pascal and Carlton, will speak to the province of our part. Those are Western Cape.
I'm from the Northern Cape.
Oh, I'm from the Northern Cape. Jefferson, that is a serious matter. I think we, as honorable. Father Graham was proposing that we take it. Last year, this thing was raised here. If you look to the presentation of July 2012, it was raised. Now, we in 21-3, in March, this thing come up again. You see? So, we can at every time. DG, I hope you hear this thing. As a DG, because you, that time you was already here. We can't repeat just over and over the same issue and not the address. I don't want to come here, Parliament is eating the taxpayers' money. Chairperson, on the issue of the property of the farm, I think you're quite right. You can't, the Africans can't be drafted, and I mean, it's a big harmony. If that people use it for a business, then they must pay them the water account and stuff. You can't keep this. It's funny, but I hope you hear what I'm saying. You can't really get a barrier of that person. If you are a business person, you are not a social organization. If you do business, you must do business. If you do social, then you must also so that is what the DJ, I hope you hear to say. It can, you must appreciate what is business and what is social. Otherwise, we'll look at this in practical Africa. Because we can't have a house forever. Although I present people here, I mean, I present, but we must keep our people in our eyes in the Africa. Otherwise, the business will become empty. Say a person, but I also want to aid on the issue of the farm. Before, or even on any other effort, before you selling property, just make sure you have your face right. On the issue, you know, the gap is so big in the part of that part. Our people don't need land to doing their things. I don't know how to spread the thing, because it's many things. But only access to land is still amazing. And that's a meeting I have and Jay is supposed to go to. Was invited by the committee of rural development and land reform. So when you make a decision, make a clear decision you want to make. But check before you sell or want to sell this land. And check if that land is survival for what? Or not say what? For what? So that at the end of the day, all our hands is clean and all our conscience is You know what I mean, and because history spoke, about it. But you don't understand what I'm trying to say. Say lastly, I want to give you the credit for the shooting. On the issue of your turnaround strategy, I give you a plasma on the issue of improvement. But on the issue of hiring firing chairperson, I think that's thing we must look in, because of those people who have been retrenched by civic leadership. I will not say who's leadership. You must really look in it seriously, because we don't want people to sit unemployed. And the other side, we said you want to create work in relief poverty, but in the meantime, you're hiring and firing. Lastly, chairperson, I think in that turnaround strategy, chairperson, I want to see how will the structure look. I don't know when that will be completed, but I mean, for us, for the issue of service delivery, it will be important to see really how does it look. Seriously, and I think on our open attack that time, we were not certain what acting CEOs again. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Mbunda.
We'll be going for a lunch, not lunch.
I was just informed that the house was 2, so we need a 3.
Yes.
Usually it's a 3, so I think. I only know it should be 3 on Wednesday. That's how I was relaxed. So maybe we'll check about 20 minutes of your lunch if you come now. I know how we'll sleep back.
Yeah, that's why
the president said we must try and look at the issue. So I think we must think about it as well.
Okay, sure. Very quickly, I would like to repeat what my colleague, but I would just like to say, Professor Somato, I think you are in line with the so-called reconstruction and development program with your new CEO and the others. I would like to elaborate on that, but when I try to check what you said last year when we met with you, definitely there is a vast difference or an improvement, if I like to put it very simple. However, we still need more than what you indicated. And I remember you said before us that the next time you will see what is going to happen with this entity. So, but however, we recommend. This really shows a turnaround strategy. Allow me to use it. That's for now, and I'm going to defend on them. You see, chairperson, through you, before I put one point, see a farmer in his big tractor, you know, plowing a very big field. When you find a big rock, what is he doing? Because he's going into that direction, make a turn around, and plow ahead. That is my understanding in terms of this turnaround strategy. But let's not argue on that thing. I just want to use this for the good purpose. That's for now. No, because I adopted this term here in Parliament, I must just look around. What does it mean? It might mean so. Never, ever. So the only point is that I just want to check with you you have made mention, and one of my colleagues also asked a question around the appointing of an accounting firm. Let's find out for how long will it be? What? Maybe you have signed an MAU, so that probable maybe the imparting of the skill. maybe that we'll have to follow in order for them to do. One of my colleagues indicated that also from the political, you know, point of view, we need to assist so that we see this trust functioning. Because others like my beautiful province, not in respect of what you know about, you read about it, the Congo, that's my beautiful province. Then forget about all what you know of, but I'm concerned about, you know, and he also indicated in terms of the egg itself, but nothing is happening. What is it that you are doing? So we need to have this kind of thing so that we serve our people with diligence and in terms of our constitution. That is my short story.
Thank you, Honorable. I think from my side, I should comment. I think one of the mistakes I did, I thought the house was starting it. Every Wednesday, actually, the house is at 3 o'clock. So, but today it's at 2 o'clock. I'm not sure why. Maybe it was on the travel line, or it was on the holiday. Tomorrow, maybe someone can start to take it. I'm not sure what is the issue. But one of the issues that I must just say, some will be comments, some will be questions. Some will be questions that you might not answer today. Yeah, but it's questions that you can take. But I'll start with the council. I think from what Joni has done, to just check with the members of the council, 5 of your council members are not aware of the meeting. This is a report. I'm not talking something. Yes, calling and talking, even your deputy is not aware of the meeting. The deputies are aware, but for the late notice, she was only called this meeting today. So that tells me that the that tells us the committee, then there's a problem. Someone, you know, or someone did not do their job, or his job, or someone did not do whatever. But I'm just, it's very embarrassing, because now it will come back to me, saying that, you see, again, it will come back to say, now you are a dictator, or you know how it is getting done. And if some of them, all of them, those who didn't respond, they didn't answer the phone. Maybe they're not sure which number it is. Maybe they'll get back to find it. But I thought I should highlight those in the content. And whoever has a phone or his phone on, 3G included, who has to have a telephone? Whose phone is on? I'm back at Twitter and Facebook. That's kind of Facebook. Please. I must just raise one of the issues that well, one of the issues that I must raise is that one of the issues that I would raise is that number one, we are happy that something is happening finally at SARA. But there are a few concerns that from my side I would like to raise. First thing, the team CEO speaks about the issue of appointing, if I heard her correctly also the document, appointing an accounting firm. I think that's a challenge, because how do you appoint an accounting firm when you have a CFO that has been appointed? And I believe that she is competent, but according to her track record, she's not competent. I think it's one of the issues I thought I could raise with you. Yeah, and I think Ms. Moss has already raised it. I think then Dr. Pascal says you've already raised the issue of the CFO, which I don't want to elaborate further on about it. But I wouldn't understand why should you appoint an accounting firm. One thing that I have known of Mira Makosh, I hate consultants. Even in Parliament, every time I stand up, they even call me a safe consultant. Well, I just hate anything to do with consultants. Not to say that even organizations that don't have skills, who cannot, but it seems everybody runs into consultants. I always think the money is a quick money-making scheme, you know. and it has caused a lot of harm in many entities because of consultants. You spoke, if also you correct me if I got wrong, about the old DDC that will get an expertise from outside the new DDC. I just want you to assure me to say why I believe that somebody has been appointed as a corporate affairs. I don't even know the person for sure, but I'm not sure what it is. But is there anyone from inside who got that expertise, or somebody that you can appoint? There's no permanent, because I really don't believe in those. And if you need that expertise, can the department, with the DG being here, fortunately, assist you in terms of that? Anyway, the time money is their own, but I'm just saying that can they get to someone also who also assisted on that level as well? So there's nothing personal, but I know I'm protected to say anything I like, but it's true anyway. But I'm just saying that it's one of those issues, but I'm happy that you had a team building. I know Sarah has been through a lot, and one of the issues that I also noted is that you speak about the forensic audit. Are you going to appoint a company, or and how long will that take, or are you going to use our interview? Because really, I think we need that. If I heard it correctly, you say that each section has its own bank account in Paris. Each project has its own bank account. Done. Are you okay with the council? This is really something that I don't agree. Really, I'm shocked. Then that institutes a serious investigation, really, because how does this project have its own account? Really, I'm certain. And Dr. Keith, without being there, I'll ask you, then it was this thing under your nose. M&E. Go, who knows the account? So I thought really those are some of the things. But maybe not to undermine anyone who's been appointed. I'm going to check is there any room for upward mobility within the institution itself, because I see all the things that I found it are new. Was there any room for people who are already inside the system? Like, I'll make an example. In the finance, there was a lady who assisted us a lot. I'm not saying I'm not saying. When you wanted to lay down someone, I'm saying there are people within who are very, who love the organization. Because there's some of these things that are figured, they cause problems. They will cause problems for some. And I hope the people have, anyway, the portfolio committee will request the activity of the new appointees. We need them. We don't want to see something that is so last of the rest of Nigeria and wrong things. Yeah. So those are some of the things that we usually see, you know. And the other time, where to go to another thing, where to the Western Cape, where to request. Where was it? Oh, one minute was it joining? Where was joining? When we remember from the mosque, when we requested someone's qualification, they visited him of the Western Cape. You remember that situation. So we had some situations. And when people now, also about, we're taking the time, it's like we are cruel, but we're just doing our work. And then I'm unfortunate. But now, I want to understand that the issue of the family has been raised, but I think I want just to check why is Sarah owning property if they have a liability to the organization? Why are still owning them? Is there anything that you can do to improve them or just get it to them? Or maybe, I don't think it's one of the issues I was just trying. I know I fight with entities a lot here when it comes to issues of the travel police. One of the issues that has been a concern, especially with entities, is the traveling cost. And I was saying at some stage, not that I'm jealous, but I saw your staff get the business class, and there I was remember, silicon, because we don't see the 2 hours difference, we don't recall them. I'm just saying, no, when I'm whichever in the country, you know, what improvement? Because you see, some of the issue is traveling that is it's a problem. And I'm not saying do their work around the country, but I'm not sure whether it's leisure or enjoyment. There's some traveling that you don't understand, and some of the issues, the Sahara was one of the issues. I believe there was a policy that, I'm not sure if that policy is still there, if I can get on track, because if I in my doors, I get what it. I'm not sure where the employees, the new employees come from and others. People who are employed in Cape Town, in this entity, some are from KZN, some are from Gauteng, some are from other provinces. They will travel using the entity's money, traveling outside, making projects so that they can go home every weekend. But while they agreed to come to work in Cape Town, we are going to look at that meter, because it's one of the meters that we've been following as well. The issue of the trials I've raised, but I think to configure it, one of the issues, I think you should write to me and talk to the minister about, because it's becoming an issue. I think advocate governance that will take it up with political as well. In the last time you reported the configuring ICD, you reported the last time that the way people were at home, then the last time they said, and they were paid. What is happening with those people who were paid at home when it was that the last time all up? I want to know if it went up a lot, one hello one. I still say them, have you resolved the issues, or are you still going to resolve the issues? I think maybe it's an error when you say the staff are going to, and then maybe you'll correct me if I'm a Mr. Matipa. I think it's page 6 on your, you say that there's a concerted effort to compile in terms of 2012-2013 performances. 2012-2013. Then I will clarify, maybe in Jim Peter Kuklum, which is mostly 2012-2013, about, according to me, the financial year is ended. Okay, the FG is still raising a report that Sarah's finances are still not properly managed. But I think some of the issues are it's a comment for now. Okay. The appointment of the CEO, Dr. Fikan, I see there's a lot of improvements, but I think at some stage you must really appoint a CEO permanently. And I hope it doesn't limit and damage you. All the issues you have solved in terms of all the dominant remuneration and all what you have decided to do. And unfortunately, I want to clarify that once again. For no contract. Okay. Okay, I think we will end it. Okay. Everyone has a certain. In your law, the last issue that I was raising, I see the unfortunately we didn't request, we would like to see the organogram. I'm not sure that it's still the same old one, or there are changes, because it has to be approved by us in terms of the organogram as well. There's an improvement in your communication side. I must say, we even know Dr. Professor Traditional Healer Matole Nsekha, who will say that Sarah is really now really communicating, and I'm not sure who the head of communication is not here. You don't have.
We don't have a unit that is dedicated to that. We do have an officer in the form of that.
Okay, then that means we're doing very well. The Sansekha is very good, because the communication is really improved than the previous. At least we are alerted as a committee almost every week what is happening in Sara. Unfortunately, we could not attend your last or the head on Monday, I think. On Monday. And the Sansekha has let you down. At least we could have called me, because I would have come in. But I'm just saying that
it has improved a lot. And keep on communicating, because you see, if people don't know about this institution, the other impression is don't defend where you learn Moshakon. Did you must not come and run in my portfolio committee? The sign that you are bought. Oh, you are. That's the thing. We are not done. Unfortunately, we will not stray for too long. I will call you soon just for follow up. And then, yeah.
Thank you, Chair. The first thing, I like the last part that you said, because we would like indeed to have a full session with the committee, take them through a number of issues. And it's such a pity that the communication on the date of the meeting and all those things, we ought to have come here to celebrate some of the achievements, but also to own up to some of the areas which still have challenges. Mindful of time, let me just quickly run through some of the issues, and the CEO and the other managers, I'm sure Tumsan should speak on the prior assessment because he's the one who is doing that. The first one, which provinces have not sent their members? Unfortunately, honorable member, your province is one of them. And Northern Cape, it has never. It's one of the places we've tried to send call, request, write letters. KZN, Limpopo, Northwest. Northwest, when we started, had a member, Ndate Dikoko, who was sent by the province. But he said, due to the political factions and the change of MECs, he knew that the coming MEC would take him out, so we never saw him again. We tried to contact him, even his emails and things. So at times, the political instabilities do cause these challenges and the turnover of MECs. And you don't get even the decency to say that the person is no longer coming. You just realize after a year of writing, of doing things, you don't know whether the person is alive or dead, something like that. Western Cape, we had a member who resigned end of October last year. And we said we wanted an opportunity to engage with the province and the MEC to see if they can replace. And the sadness here is that provinces like Western Cape and KZN, which are doing well in terms of their price, would actually add so much value if they had people represented. But I take it that maybe the minister, the chair of the portfolio committee, and this committee could just visit those provinces, or be invited into MINMEX or any other forum to just raise this issue. Because it's not something new. The reason SARA, since its establishment, at times was not correcting was precisely because of this reason, since 2004. Then on the issue of the contract of the previous CEO, that was concluded nicely. I know that the honorable member had asked if we have no financial losses or golden handshake, nothing, because the contract had expired. And we wrote, we never fired any person, all we did, we've brought in, we investigated, we asked the person for 6 months, provide us any information. I even communicated with the previous chair to show that you have 5-year contract instead of 3-year contract. Nothing. So we wrote and said, due to the fact that 3-year contract has expired, there was not even anything that we paid extra to that. Person has come in to get her pension money. She asked for the UIF form, everything, just to signal. We have not had any legal challenge. We appointed an acting CEO up until the end of April so that we start the process of organizational renewal. That's what we did. We said turnaround will be replaced with the word organizational renewal. So that's the operative term that we will be using moving forward. And that is in our council documents. We are in a process which will soon be advertised of crafting the terms for the appointment of a permanent substantive CEO. On the reasons for council members to resign, as I said, some just disappear. Some, one never provided reasons because we're always interested. Two, in fact three, indicated that the issue of not getting an honoraria was one of the reasons. And then on the other question, why an action plan on things which are so basic and normal? I've chaired organizations, some very complex, some with thousands of staff members. SARA by comparison is very small, but it has proven to me to be the most complex. If you didn't have any letter of appointment for a CEO for 3 years, let alone performance contracts, and you had no supply chain policy, it's a situation I'd never been exposed to. It was also a learning curve for most of us, because sometimes you know you deal with problems. I've dealt with university mergers with problems, but you would expect certain basic minima. For example, property disposal. We're trying to reconcile now and get the cars that we had in the provinces. We are told, now it was by word of mouth that a certain manager was given when we're asking for documentation. Said this one got a 4x4, that one got, and I say, where do you begin when a word of mouth, we say, is there not even one line page we say we're transferring? Now we're having problems just trying to register those cards in our names because they were given to individuals. Some are no longer even working on the sector. We're having to trace them. So those are some of the very strange challenges. Just like when we ask for the assets, and thanks to the current leadership, to say we just want to have a sense what properties do we have. And that we've been requesting for 2 years. It's there now, minutes. Finally, it has come. And what are the conditions of those properties? Who is in those properties? That's when we discover that we're paying rates up to 60,000 for people who are paying sometimes 6,000 per year. And some are paying 200 rental per year on a building. Now, some of these things are mind-boggling that you can't begin to imagine why a normal organization would have been on an autopilot for such a long period. That's why we are bogged down by the fact that we still have to do normal business, which our mandate requests us. But at the same time, we still have to reconstruct the past, as the CEO was saying. The last 2 points is the one of travel policy. We have a travel policy in place, and it's very strict. We revised it because we had those problems of people being given advance money, not reconciling and so forth. And we try to longer an issue now. There is not a single person. Others were absorbed by the provinces, and those who had the skills to be utilized, we said they should be retained nationally. So you wouldn't find a single person today who says, I'm at home. But I want to close with one thing which I learned from Sarah, which is quite debilitating. When some staff members are involved in a contest like appointments and they fail to get through, they find a way of writing reports without disclosing that they were interested parties. That's why I want to say that anything that is unbecoming, I would be happy even if this parliament jointly with any other body find independent persons to verify those processes. Because I find that the authors sometimes who complain would have been people who were candidates and would have been people who were pleading to be appointed sometimes without even the requisite skills that were needed. In terms of the CFO position, the CFO position, the contract of the previous CFO ended in March last year. Then an acting position was advertised. So it was an acting person. And sooner or later we realized the person had a wonderful skill in forensic, but not necessarily in constructing budget and so forth. So those are some of the things. And I personally was not involved in the appointment of any of the CFOs. It would be an internal process. We would send counsel just to observe, just to be clear. And the process, we advertised. And I challenge right here, and I'm quite confident in saying, even if we were to have a verification to take the individuals who contested and the individuals were subjected to another test, the CFO that we have within a very short space of time, even if you extract documents and say, can we see the budget, can we see this, we've seen such a massive turnaround. And I think that can be independently verified. You say, let's say 6 months ago or a year ago, let's see the financials, let's see the reports. For the first time as council, we were able to interact with something that looks like a budget. We were able to have a policy on asset registry and an advice and engage intelligently. Because our greatest frustration as council was that information was either being hidden from us or we were given wrong information. Now we lost confidence in the integrity of documentation. And indeed, as we are engaging with the AG now, you find that some of the things were misstated. Not that they were not there, but just the document management and accounting was just not there. So that's why I'm saying, should there be anything, I would be happy myself. And I take the advice that the stakeholders should be engaged, and we've raised that point even in the issue of, team building, to say, let people be engaged. And I've said it to staff again and again that no one should be victimized for raising their voice, because it was quite a traumatized environment. We even said, even if they see something that council might have done wrong, no one should ever be victimized because they have pointed something. After all, we're handling public funds. I think the CEO will take the rest. Thanks.
I think that the issue of the CFO in the record, I don't think it's a matter of what is happening operationally. To speak about a person who's been leading a department that shared a disclaimer and two unconfirmed audits, and later implicated in some issues, and then she decided to resign. So it comes as a structure of an affair. wherever she keeps these documents or anything, anyone who comes in the environment will be effective in the first 6 months. The integrity. Because you see, the integrity was important. Well, this is a person with this record, and then comes to Sarah, which has been having the other side of the record. I think the integrity sort of thing. For a person, I believe when you appoint a person, the issue. Okay, unfortunately, I'll say this. I know Alma Bat from SAPC when she was a regional manager. I remember we also do a woman. She, I'm sorry, I have to say, anyway, there's nothing that we hide in the photo. Her contract ended for SAPC. There's nothing smelly or nothing fishy that we know about it. We know. We just have contact ended. Even though we said no, she was taken from home, make the contact ended. I'm just trying to give you a picture. I'm sorry I had to use that example so people can understand where you come from. That's our Utah guy or something. I want to hear it. We are held now. You know, we got those, we get those notes. We evaluate what we do not or some of them are just throw them away. So I'm just trying to say that it becomes important with the integrity. You know, we don't do which hand here. Here we have it. Here we have now. We are very good. Another thing about, okay, I'll just allow Mayor Ramakos just to answer so that we can close before I fight his members.
Maybe.
It was only.
Maybe, Chair, in one line on this point, we raise the issue with those who are in the panel to say, this person you say is from Public Works Department and you know Public Works has its issues. What has your independent verification shown? We raised that issue here because we said we do not want to limp from one crisis to another, just for the record.
Thank you,
Chairperson.
When I was saying I'm not a finance person, I just said I was an accountant. I've done my finance in my master's and also now with my doctorate, so I am okay with the finances. Now, with regard to the issue of where did we go wrong? Because, I mean, that encompasses a lot of questions that came from honorable members. The way Sarah was constituted, I think, for me was the problem. Where you find that now in SCM you've got one person, and the regulations are very clear in terms of how you procure. Now with only one person in SCM, that in itself, if you don't even utilize contractors, would become a qualified issue, because then you will procure and approve on their own. So with regards to Sarah, at the moment, with the OD process, we want to ensure that we've got an appropriate structure that not only talks to the mandate of Sarah, but also with compliance. I said earlier on that in finance, we only had three people, the CFO and two officers. That also is a problem. So if there are gaps, that without a manager, the CFO seems to be up there and officer at the bottom. So we are looking at ensuring that the OG process assists us to properly have a structure that talks to staff mandate, but also that talks to the governance issues that we look at. With the appointment of experts or consultants or that the members are raising, at the moment Sarah has a disclaimer. And to clean that disclaimer, it's either we appoint three or four CAs, looking at what the junior people that we have, or we just bring these people for 8 months while we now have the proper org structure with the resources still, and they will be trusted.
Sorry. Was it put this question to the presenter, but yeah, our minds are not here. The house starts at 2 o'clock. We still have to go to our offices. We've got phone to the question to the president. Yeah, I got a follow-up question. So what I'm saying is, really, our man's not here. Why don't they write down these responses and send to us?
Okay. Well, one thing I would okay. I think the first thing on the day is our president put the house that is the three until it will change. That's why I was very comfortable. Two options. It's either next week we continue with Sarah, Nova will support the party, Nova will continue to the Taliban, and everyone knows. And then the rules are well enough. Unless we propose that we continue to with Sarah, the Swedish members are comfortable with that. Or we say we'll call them another 10, or must we continue with them next week? Okay. What we can do, unless we let me see what we'll do. I think we'll. Okay. We are meeting. Who's going to speak them tomorrow? Or speak land or speak them. Okay. Can I just check with members? How many members are coming next week? I want to check the availability Tuesday because I can apply for Tuesday and Wednesday. There is 5 supporters. I think what we can do, you can hold the question with either Tuesday or Wednesday, but we will communicate that before the end of today. So to say which day are you coming, whether Tuesday or Wednesday, so that we can just finish with the presentation. Because I'll just apply, what I will do, I'll apply to the house for Tuesday and Wednesday. I'll apply for those 2 days so that we can come in. Then we can continue with our reform. So then we can give you about 2 hours or 4 hours. And then give you time so that we can go again and you know the homework just now. So then we can include you. But unfortunately, I think we have to end it there. And thanks, certificate for coming. Otherwise,